Hello guys, how are you? Welcome back to Let's Be Honest. This is your girl Ropani here. I hope you guys are doing wonderful. I am forever grateful for each and every one of you guys. So I do have an interesting topic for you guys today. So I have one guest here. We're going to be talking about online dating, our experiences with it, situations we've gotten each other into, and also what other people have said about online dating. So I'll go ahead and let him introduce himself.
Hi, Wasti is my name.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Welcome back to Let's Be Honest. Thank you so much for joining me. So what we're going to go ahead and do today is we're just going to go ahead and talk about online dating, about our experiences with it as well, okay? So what kind of online dating apps have you been on?
Tinder, Facebook, that's about it.
Just those two?
Yes.
Okay, so what were your experiences with it?
Very hard, I guess, and I don't normally go there to actually look for a date. It's more like a game to me, you know, to swipe left or swipe right.
Okay, so like you don't go on there with intentions at all, like
sometimes, you know, because you will see some girls that are really pretty, but then, you know, if it's unmatched and you keep doing what you're doing till you come around somebody you think is pretty or cool to meet.
Yeah. Statistically, I found out that actually 50 million Americans are actually on Tinder.
50 million?
50 million alone.
Wow.
And that's just in America and not all over the world. So imagine that's how many people are online dating right this second.
The second.
Yeah. So I've tried Bumble. I didn't know how to use it, so I just deactivated it.
I've never heard of Bumble.
Yeah, I didn't know how to use it. So it was hyped, so I wanted to give it a try.
Oh, I've also been on BLK.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How was that?
It's just for fun.
Yeah, I've never tried that. I've seen a lot of ads about it, so... yeah, I know somebody that said that they joined that as well, but like it was a lot of catfishing. So
it should be a lot.
Yeah,
it should be a lot of catfishing on there.
Yeah, I tried Tinder. I've had a lot of success, a lot of non-success. So like it's been up and down. So And OkCupid, I've never heard of that.
I think I've heard of it. Yeah.
Or Coffee Meets Bagel.
No, never did.
No, POF.
Never. Oh yes,
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty
yeah
of Fish.
Yeah, I know some people that use that.
I've
as
never
well
used that.
Happen. I don't know what that
I've
is.
I've seen commercials on you know, like sponsored on Instagram and stuff like that.
Her,
never heard of it.
eHarmony.
Yes, on TV.
Oh man, I really hope they're doing good, because eHarmony sounds like where all of the holy people,
yeah, holy
sinless people go to find marriage. Grindr.
Yes, I heard it from a gay friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zoosk.
Never heard of it.
Badoo.
Never heard of it.
Facebook dating. I've never used it.
There's Facebook dating, not Facebook itself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never heard of it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Facebook. You meet people on Facebook.
Nah. Elite Singles.
Never heard of it.
Raya.
Never heard of it.
Field.
Never heard of it.
Meet Me.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, I tried that too. The League.
No, never.
For like
heard
sophisticated
of
out of your league type of people.
Oh really? That's...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called The League. Clover.
Never heard of it.
J Date.
Nope.
Hilly.
Instagram is sponsored.
Okay. Match.com.
Yes, it's always on my computer.
All right. And then just like the religious based apps.
Like
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle.
Yeah. And then, you know, Farmers.com, Hinge, etc. There's like 1,500 dating apps, so we could name them forever. So I'm not trying to do that
right now. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So
that's what it's come to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No more, you know, meeting somebody at the bar or at the dance or outside. Yeah. You know, just swipe on somebody from your bedroom, invite them over.
You don't need to look nice. You don't need to have a makeup on. Just swipe.
That's right. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
At your own time.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you think people are doing right now with settling with what's going on online?
I mean, with my perspective on settling is when people try to meet people on online dating.
Mm-hmm.
With me, settling is more like they couldn't find nothing else, and there's just that one person that they keep matching with, so they just decide to go with the flow.
Go with the flow, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, they've been on the dating apps for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and no success.
Yeah.
So they just, you know, the first person that comes along and is interested, they decide to just go with the flow. Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, it's happened quite a bit. I know for me myself, like, I've gone on there with specific reasons sometimes.
Yeah.
But then, like, when a specific individual, male or female, has shown interest in me, I would just be like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go with the flow and see what happens. Even though, like, they wouldn't be my type, or like we would have nothing in common, or like you know, just like major differences,
mm-hmm.
but just because you just want someone, you know, so you just settle, you know. So that's something that needs to be canceled, because you need to stick to what you joined the dating app for. You know, because that's just going to throw you off, because the world is always just going to tell you what you need to, who you need to date, what you can and not can and cannot do.
Yeah.
Like, it's, people just need to stop.
Yep.
You know, just, you know yourself, you know what you want. Like, stick to what you want. Don't listen to the outside.
Yeah, but there are also fantasies. So when you see a possible fantasy, you decide to, you know, that throws you off too.
That's
a lot. It depends on, let's say you see a girl's profile picture on a dating app and she has a way different type of personalities, whether it's the picture she's showing and everything, and then you're like, oh, I never tried this, I want to see how that, let me try that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say whether it's a different what's it called? Different skin tone or different race?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you decide, because now, with regular dating before, you normally go for your race. Asians go for Asians. Black normally, that's the most, not all the time,
mm-hmm.
right? But
mm-hmm.
then because we're using dating apps now, you have like an extension of different races
variety.
In one. So you see different, that you get to choose what you want now. You don't go for that same, whether it's a black person or a white person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, definitely agree. And like, also something I wanted to add is, why do people lie? Like, honestly,
mm-hmm.
like, it's just something so simple, but like, it could be a huge lie,
mm-hmm.
like editing your pictures or typing up something in your bio that isn't true. Like, people are really scared to put themselves out there as themselves.
Yeah, insecurities, remember that.
Yeah, so you know? Like, share, like what I would say is, like, if you love, like, doing something that makes you happy, like, share that on your profile. Let somebody else know that that's something that makes you happy. That don't hide yourself. Like, I'm not saying, like, just throw yourself out there into the dating world online where the whole world can see you, but like, just share like little clips about your life that makes you happy.
Yeah, but people also ask, kid, that people are gonna be judgmental.
True.
Whatever they post, because I know this girl personally. We don't follow each other anymore because she unfollowed me. I guess she became, you know, famous. She unfollowed me. I don't follow her too. But she's a regular girl when you see her. And then on her different page, she dresses like anime.
Anime.
Anime. You know, characters with short skirts on, you know, thongs and paint her face pink, get the two ponytails, like a whole different, you know. Now, some people will be like that, but some people will love to hide that because they don't want to be judged for, you know, for that. So, you know, you later get to know them and what they do later on. They never want to, they don't want to show it to the world. They want, we only want to show it to people that are, have the like mind, that are like-minded, you know?
True. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, but like on Tinder, I've honestly seen like some people that are actually will put themselves out there, like to the point where like I've actually been like been saying that, oh my god, like wow, you really got balls, like putting yourself out there like that, writing a big paragraph explaining about your life, about what you want and your needs. And I was like, wow, impressed. Like,
I normally don't know what I want.
Yeah.
Till I meet the person that, and I see what aligns and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I never have a bio because, you know, you choose to want this. I wanted to be a doctor when I was younger.
Yeah.
I'm not. You get what I'm saying? So I just like to see how it goes and see what we're capable of in case we meet.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, and then the other thing I wanted to go over is catfishing. Like, it's I can't believe it's still happening.
It is.
It's really still happening. Like, a lot of people really will fall in love with texting words on a screen instead of hearing a voice on the phone, or like actually seeing that person through FaceTime or Skype or something. Like, yes. Even Instagram has like video calling. Mm-hmm. Like, there's ways, multiple ways. People just make excuses. Like, if they're making excuses, they're insecure about themselves.
Yes.
Like, they're not who they say they are. So just, you know, stop it at that.
Sometimes it's not that. Sometimes they're more confident behind the scenes instead of a video.
Okay.
Or a FaceTime, you know? So it's just a flaw. Sometimes it's a flaw.
Mm.
And some people cannot do anything about it. They're just scared to be in a limelight. You know?
True. So, like, then how would we go around that? Like, you're texting 24/7 for months. Like, I'm ready to see you.
Yeah, so that's when people need to voice that out. You know, like,
so if it doesn't happen, let's say like you're just like, no, I'm not ready, or like I can't be on a video call. So like, what have we been doing this whole time?
Yes, that's true. It's a very, but you know, in when you come to realize that, then you start asking questions. Maybe they are catfish. That's when you need to stay away. Because so far as you know, you could be talking to a psycho and you never knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So if any, it's like when you're trying to purchase something off of somebody, you need a receipt. Sometimes you need a receipt to authenticate whether the item is real or not.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, you know? So
yeah.
If you feel like that's, if you personally feel like texting is a problem,
mm-hmm.
voice it out and see the person. Or if it's been going on for a while, you have to start questioning the red flags. Why can't I see your face? Why can't we talk on FaceTime or Zoom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so, and then the other thing I wanted to point out is, like, don't be too trusting.
Yes.
When you meet somebody online. I sometimes have a habit of that, like, you just start talking to someone, you start having a connection, and you just were like, where have you been my whole life? Like, you know, like, you just, like, they just start flooding your head with words after words after words, and you're just like, man, you're the one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where have you been? Like, we're gonna have many babies, we're gonna live here, we're gonna do this together, like, you're my one, I'm not letting you go.
Yes.
But like, you're here planning all of this, but you don't really know this person. like that.
Yes.
So
that's true. I mean, there's, you know, sometimes you meet somebody and you feel like the connection is so great, mm-hmm. you know, and you start planning stuff, you know, even though you know that it may take a while, mm-hmm. you just, you know, sometimes the imagination, you know,
yeah,
makes it a little interesting, but I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it a lot. People need to get to know, because there are scenarios where you don't know somebody and everything they're saying is great and you guys get along, and at the long run something happens and you see the different type, you know, the different type of personalities that they have, and it's like you're shocked or surprised.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Exactly. And like, what's up with group pictures anyways on Tinder? Like, are you insecure? Like, what's going on?
Oh.
Yeah.
With group... Oh, I never... You know, I never really paid attention to
really?
That.
Yeah. That shit bugs me.
Like, I never really paid attention to that. Like, they're taking group pictures instead of their own picture.
On individual ones. Oh, they post, like... Let me... If I had my phone, yeah. like, I would have showed you, but, like... A lot of guys on my end, group pictures. Like, which one are you? So now we're here trying to play, like, Find Wilder or something.
That's funny.
Find...
I never, because I don't think, I've never paid attention to that. Mm-hmm. I never really did. Yeah, I've seen pictures where when you scroll, they're with family or something, but then they also have picture of themselves, so at least you know
which one it is. No, man. You guys make it hard for us. Like,
know.
We're here like, all right, so which one are you? So we're like, okay, maybe it's the cute one, or maybe it's the tall one, or maybe it's the built one. Like, we don't know which
and
one
it's,
it is.
That's the only picture they
that's
have.
So sometimes you guys just have one picture. That's it. Like,
that's me.
What? Are you serious?
That's me.
No. Just one picture?
Yes.
No, here's my thing. Like, if you have one picture, or if you don't have a bio, that's it. No.
Well, let me see.
Like, no, we're not communicating. Cause...
But I like taking, I like just no bio.
Nothing?
Just
at all?
Picture.
So you just uploaded one picture, no bio,
yep.
nothing?
Because the main game is for me to see. I don't care about what you see.
Oh,
it's
shit.
For me.
At
it's
least,
my.
Is
it's
it
the
showing
games.
Your face?
Let's see. Oh, I have more. I have more pictures. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Oh, look
okay.
at that.
I see. Nice. Okay, you have more pictures there. Do you have a bio?
Nope.
No bio. All right. So, is there a reason why? Do you just not?
There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to say about me. What am I gonna say?
Like.
Because I don't want to miss, what's the word for it? I don't want to contradict myself or anything. I say this and then you meet me and I'm not that.
What a conversation starter, something. That's sometimes that's what I use when I match with people. And I see, like, they talk about cooking or, like, they talk about painting or art or something. I'll be like, all right, so what do you like to cook? As, like, a conversation starter.
Okay.
Yeah, so sometimes that helps.
Oh, so you're saying on their bio, they say, oh, I like to do this, or I like to
yeah,
do...
so, like, whatever you write on
that,
your bio, that's...
See, all that could be a lie. It's just for you to... It's just to find somebody who feels like they have the same agendas, they have the same personality.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're trying to attract. It's just like 420 friendly. Everybody has that
Everyone
on their bio.
Has that on their bio.
Oh, man, he smokes weed. I want to smoke weed, too. Let me call him so we can smoke. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
it makes no sense. So,
yeah,
I just leave
so,
it as that. And
mystery.
Then when you meet me, you talk about what you do. I talk about what I do.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
All right, cool. So, like, that kind of ties into the next topic. So, you feel like writing a lot on bios and having more pictures is more of a mystery. So, you're not... Basically, you're not really hiding anything. You just want, you know...
I just don't want to contradict. I just don't want to seem like a liar when I'm actually not.
Okay.
You know, because I used to play soccer. So, if I put soccer player,
mm-hmm.
and then you get to meet me and I never go to the soccer field, What does it say about me?
Okay. Like, it kind of used to bug me because I would, like, take my time writing my bio. And I would have my pictures on there. And, like, I would get so many matches.
I definitely read bios.
You read them?
Yes.
Okay. Like, some people don't. Some guys don't. They just see my picture. They match. And then when we start talking, and then I start talking about what's on my bio, they'll be like, wait, what? And I'm like, it's on my bio. Or sometimes they would start asking me questions when the answers are on my bio. So,
yes,
like,
that's very stupid.
I'm just like, bruh, are you serious? Yes. Like, come on, get your shit together.
I will not reply.
Yeah, it annoys me. Like, come on, are you serious? You just saw my face. That's all you wanted to see. You matched me. You don't care about what was on my bio. And, like, yeah, it bugs me. But yeah, so there's millions of people online right now. You never really know who you're talking to. And
yes.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I have been catfished. But, like, not to, like, a point where, like, we were actually going to meet, you know? Like, we were talking online, but then, like, when we planned to meet, like, it just never happened.
And what was the excuse?
What was the excuse? A lot of them use a car excuse.
Oh, really?
Car broke down or...
Oh, wow.
But, like, with me, sometimes I feel like I'm in a rush, too. Like, when we start talking, anyone and me, I'm just like, all right, let's meet. Like...
Okay.
Like, I don't feel like, you know, like, let's take time to get to know each other, like... Which, you know, that's something wrong. I should, you know, I should slow down because I'm always rushing. But, like, yeah, so.
But, I mean, when we talk about meet, there are different places you can meet, too. You know, just you could get coffee together. You could have lunch. And, you know, like with me, I believe in, let's say, if I try to talk to a girl and. I normally don't like to invite them to my place, but I would like to take you on a couple of dates.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if it has to be 5-6 days, like, I normally try my best not to invite, you know, somebody over till, like, a couple of dates. You know, so sometimes me trying to meet you, if I want to meet you, I'll be in it. Like, I like to meet people fast too, but
yeah.
You know, let's go on a date. Let's get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go watch a movie. You know, because I want to see your face.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something a lot of us need to take notes on, because we be online talking to somebody, and you know they just say come over.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, pack our bags. We go over.
Yes.
Like, with no questions, nothing, and like. It's been a lot of, like, in this generation, it's more of a hookup than an actual relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, a situationship.
But, you could call it that, too.
Yeah, so, like, everybody, like, connections, it's dead. Like,
yes.
We need to, like, regrow that. But, like, but, yeah, we'll go ahead and end it at that. What I wanted to add... to the next topic is the robots on dating apps. like
I got one today. I could read it to you.
Oh my god, show me.
It says, what is it? Like, it's be okay.
Okay.
And I get this. When's the last time you give someone your whole heart? And then every Sundays I get come on the app for your amazing grace.
Oh my god.
And let me see if I got any. I never.
I'm dead.
It's like, it's always a lot of them. And that's how they advertise, I guess. But I keep getting notifications to come on the app. Notifications, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But that's annoying. And like, can you believe? Well, like. I'm not gonna bash it because I did pay for Tinder too. Like,
you did.
I'm not even gonna be ashamed.
How much?
But
for a year?
I No, a couple of months, I believe.
So you could see who is matching you and stuff like
and
that.
And like globally too. Like I was like, I want to know who I can match with in Australia, or like also.
Was it worth it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it was fun. Like, just like expanding and like being able to also what I was doing, like I was traveling a lot, you know, I mean, I like to travel. So like what I would do is I would match with like a lot of people in different states. And then like when I'd go to that state, I would already know somebody.
Yes.
So like I would, so we would already be in talking for like a week or two. Gotcha. And then when I go to that state, we'd link up and they'd show me around. So I'm not like, you know, wandering around by myself, not knowing somebody. So that, it helped me in that way. So I met like a lot of people all over the U.S. that way.
That's dope.
But yeah, I think, I mean, it's all right. That was the only pro to subscribing or paying for a dating app. But other than that, I don't think it's worth it. Like, it's, you know,
I would never pay for a dating app.
No.
I gotta be
desperate.
Yeah. Sometimes I am, but still. You're not getting my money. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah. And yeah, so I do think the future of dating, especially with what's going on right now, since especially last year with the pandemic, how we couldn't even leave our homes.
No.
The future of dating is online. So like,
it is online. Mm-hmm. Also, you should also know that online has a lot of varieties. It's plenty of fishes compared to the little community that you are in. Because if you're in New York, you'll meet the same type of people when you go to the club. I've been to a couple of places and I've seen the people, same people I see everywhere. And I'm like, oh, I know this girl. And it's like, I feel like I know her. Then I remember that, oh, she was at this party. It's like, you see the same type of people, the same type of personalities. But with online dating, you get to meet people that are also antisocial. That are, you know, people with great personalities but don't like to like go out and stuff like that. They always stay home. So that's great for them too. To kind of meet people, you know, outside and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
New era.
Definitely agree. Yeah, you do get to meet like a huge variety of different types of people all over the world outside of your community.
Don't you think it made dating easier?
I mean, yes and no.
Because now if you see a girl walking down the block and you try to call the girl, it's a problem. Yes, it's either you a creep or you a serial killer or don't talk to me. You know, everybody is so rude and why you, they don't. All right. Because before, back in the day, if you're trying to talk to a girl, the girl look at you. Just like they will look on a dating app and look at your pictures, right?
Yeah.
And if they don't want you, they let you know that, okay, leave me alone. This time, they don't even look back to check you out.
No.
They just be like, fuck you, leave me alone. Keep it moving.
Keep fucking.
Exactly. So it's really hard to, like, try to, you know, talk to a girl nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying. Like, with me, I feel like it's been okay with me because, like, I'm very social. Like, I like to talk to people. And I've always known to, like, approach men or women or whoever I'm talking to first instead of waiting for them to talk to me. Like, if I like you, I'm gonna approach you. Like, I'm not gonna wait and sit around for you to approach me, which is a bad habit. But like, I feel like, but for other people that I've talked to, like I've talked to some of my friends, they've mentioned that they're struggling meeting people in real life. Like, they've also had problems where they've tried to like talk to a female and they would look back like, you know, give them the what the fuck are you looking at, like excuse you, like, so like they've just lost hope. So I'm just like, have you tried online dating? And they're just like, it's probably
at least online dating, you know, people are also more relaxed when they're online. It's like, okay, you go to work, you come back, you get in your bed, and then you go. So it's like you relax. There's nobody pissing you off at the moment. You're not working, so you're not stressed. You're in a relaxing state. So you get to talk to people more when you match with them without no attitude. And you get what I'm saying? Compared to during the day, you don't know what people are going through at the moment. They may have just got yelled at by their manager, or they're just having a bad day. Mm-hmm. And then you try to talk to them, and then it's like, yo, leave me the fuck alone. Why are you talking to me right now?
Makes sense, so. Yeah. And yeah, I'm not going to cap. Like, I have done that where, like, I be walking and, like, somebody tries to holler at me, and I'm just like... Like, I try to be nice about it. Like, you know, no thank you. Like, keep it moving. But then if they try to be rude about it, then it's a different ballgame.
Yes. Which guys normally do.
Yeah. In New York. In New York,
yes. It's ridiculous. Oh. I've never done that before, but I've seen it being done so many times.
The way guys are savages to me here, like, it's ruthless.
Yeah, I had to confront somebody that called my sister a stank bitch in the building.
The men here, they don't care. Their mouths run before their minds. So, like, they say whatever.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. But, like, for the future of dating, I feel like a lot of us, we want, like, gratification, like, instant gratification. So, like, we want to match with somebody, and we want that person to automatically like us.
Yes.
Like, we want that feeling, like, oh, we're going to have a beautiful relationship.
Yes, we expect the same feeling.
Yeah, we really want that. Like, we really want that. We want the, like, we really want the instant gratification to the point where, like this is totally off topic, but, like, some of us, I feel like we want a title as well.
Yes.
Of, like, having a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, to the point where we... Like, if somebody comes and approaches you, like, hey, do you want to be my girlfriend?
And it's like, yes.
Like, yeah, totally sure. Like, let's get into a commitment and then find out later that we don't even have a connection.
Yes.
Like, we don't even like each other. Like, that's, what was the whole point of wasting all these months, you know, trying to, like, make something work when we knew, like, we shouldn't have rushed into this, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so... And I feel like with the dating apps, what it's doing is we're trying to commit to something before having a connection. But, like,
if... Hold on, what you mean by that?
Like, sometimes when, like, with the situation type of... Situationships type of thing that a lot of people have going on is...
Yeah.
We want to commit to, like, having a sexual relationship with somebody without having a connection.
Yes, that's true. I think it makes life easier sometimes for people, you know?
Yeah, but, like, you never know, like, I don't know if you've experienced this, but, like, on a female's perspective is, on my end here is sometimes you get into a situationship with somebody, but, like, the guy thinks that... You know, it's all cool that you guys have a situationship going, but the female is catching feelings because you guys are having sexual relationships. If you're having sex with somebody more than 3 times, there's a connection.
There's definitely a connection.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of people are not understanding that, and a lot of people are blocking off their feelings because of that. So, like...
But somebody always catch feelings, whether it's the woman or... The man, you know, there's always somebody that catch feelings first and then makes things a little worse, because then the other one is like, hold on, but it was just a situationship and it was,
yeah, you know? Like, you would waste somebody's time for years, like,
that is true,
for years and years and years, thinking you guys had something beautiful going on, but, like, there was no connection. Like,
yes,
it sucks. And, like, that, but, like, if people really met in real life, like, let's say we met at the bar or something, like, we're gonna start talking, right? We're gonna start talking, building a relationship, a connection, and then if there's something going on, you're not even gonna notice hours later, gonna be like, well, we've been talking this whole time. Like, you're not gonna notice, but then the connection built up to the point where at the end of the night, you're gonna be like, do you mind if I take your number down so I could, you know, take you on a date later?
Yes.
Because that's going to build to something more beautiful, because you guys built a connection rather than just jumping into something and then thinking that a connection will build up later.
Do you think it's ever going to get to that? Get back to that, because that's what it used to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what, even when I was here in the States, there was no, the internet dating, there was nothing yet, you know?
So. Yeah. It sucks. I miss that, like, the actual real life connection. Mm-hmm. I really miss that. Like, sometimes I'd be on Tinder just bored, like, man, like, can I actually meet this person walking down the street or at the park or something? Like, it's nice and all to have selection and options right at your fingertips, where, you know, you could just swipe right,
trigger,
you know, finish, match, and then, like, have them come over, do what you need to do, and then tell them to leave your house, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it's nice to have that at your fingertips, but, like, we're lonely. Like, humans right now, we're very lonely.
Yeah, very lonely. This is a lonely time.
Yeah. You
know, everybody kind of wants somebody. It's not even a need anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody wants somebody.
We really do. Especially during this pandemic, we're home. Like, we want someone by our side. Humans, they need to feel touched and loved and cared for, and just to have somebody there,
mm-hmm.
it's beautiful. And, like, if you can't have that, like, you're just gonna get on a dating app just to feel somebody for
easier
the night. That's it. Keep it moving the next day.
Yes.
Like, but then the next day, 2 days later, you're gonna feel that loneliness again. Like, it's not gonna go away, and you're just gonna keep filling it with different people from Tinder over and over and over and over. It's like, when is it gonna stop?
That's true. That's
honestly
very true.
Yeah.
I think the internet needs to shut. I think we need to go to on a blackout.
Yeah.
Before this, really, because it's getting out of hand now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Very much so. Yeah. So, like, it's crazy. Like, if you're lonely, it's because you're scared to be by yourself.
Yes.
Like, find yourself, learn to be by yourself, and once you've, and also if you're lonely, you don't love yourself.
Yes,
like,
that's true.
Learn to love yourself, be by yourself, and then that's gonna radiate, and that's gonna attract you to somebody who also loves themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's currently what's going on. And also, like, the dating game right now, the dating apps, everybody's shopping for humans right now. We're all putting ourselves out there hoping somebody would like me, someone will pick me.
Or,
like,
somebody will match, somebody will have the same personality, same energy.
Yeah, like, we're really trying hard out here.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
I never put myself out there.
Yeah.
You know, no, I never do. Because people tend to judge before they meet you.
Yeah.
You know, what I mean, if you are Muslim, let's say religion-wise,
mm-hmm.
if you are Muslim, somebody will be like, oh, no, that's not what I'm going for, without meeting you, without knowing the way you think and your different perspectives, even though you follow a certain type of religion.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, they tend to stay away.
Yeah.
So I don't put nothing out there. I won't tell you I'm a Christian. I won't tell you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in my family, there are people that, practice Buddhism, spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy. There's one that's a Muslim. You know. So because they were family, I've been around them and I respected their religion or whatever they practice, and it was fine. I even got to learn certain things from them, so, and that's why I don't put bio. It's what you get, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I also want to learn from people, you get what I'm saying? So you may meet me and I may be this way, but then I see what you do and I want to learn from you and I want to do that too.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? So
yeah, makes sense. So I know we already touched on this earlier about, like, bringing people over to your house versus taking them out on a first date.
Yes.
Like, with me, like, what I've learned, I've been in, like, the online dating game for, like, I don't want to say too long. Like, I started out in 2018, I believe.
That's not too long.
Yeah, 2018. Because I used to be really scared of meeting people online, actually. So that's when I first did it. And, like, I had, you know, pros and cons with it. So, like, what I've learned with the dating game is that if a guy says come over, I automatically assume we're having sex. Like, okay. We're hooking up. Like, yeah. That's what goes through my head. Because, like, it's happened multiple times to the point where I'm just like, okay, come over means, you know, we're going to do it. Unless he explains further that we're going to be doing something like, oh, we're going to come over so we could like paint or do art or cook, yes, or do something. Unless you explain further, I automatically assume we're doing it.
Yes.
Yeah. But then
it's understandable.
Yeah, but then if you say, you know, like, let me come pick you up, get dressed, like, I want to take you out on a date, do something, then I'm just like, oh, he's actually interested in me and he wants to get to know me.
Yes.
And we're actually gonna, you know, build something. So that's my input on
that. Gotcha. Yeah. That's honestly true though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know, when a guy tells you to come over, he has his intentions. It's not like you don't have a television in your house.
Yeah.
Or you don't have internet. Like, come over to do what?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know. I mean, I've had people over and didn't do anything.
Yeah, y'all just sat here.
Just chilled.
Okay.
I've had people sleep over and I didn't touch them.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I remember I met this girl and we actually went out to eat and then we came home. She was in my bed and then she woke up in the middle of the night. I was like, wow, so you're not, she didn't wake up, we were talking and then we were going to sleep. She was like, so wow, you're not gonna touch me? That's crazy. And I'm like, in my whole head, yeah, I wanna do it, but then it's out of respect. Mm-hmm. And it's the first date and I didn't want to, you know, but then
yeah, makes sense.
So
yeah, and like I feel like a lot of people on dating apps should just be honest. You never know who you're gonna match with. Like, honestly, I've tried it and it's fun. Like, just put yourself out there. Like, if you're into like weird shit, like, I don't know, you like eating a bowl of cereal at 2 o'clock in the morning, you never know, there's somebody out there that does the same shit.
That's
like
crazy.
You never really know. Like, so if you want to get on Tinder because you need help paying some bills, maybe there's somebody out there
that's gonna be like, hey,
that
2K.
Gets high off of helping somebody pay their bills.
That's
like
true.
You never know. Like, some people love doing that shit. Like, if you want to get on Tinder just to hook up, make it clear on your bio if
now,
you have
that.
No, like
that.
Okay, go.
Because then a lot of people will stay away because people tend to like to hook up too. I understand
yeah.
that, but they hide it from being judged.
True.
So that's gonna be real. That's gonna be hard. Now,
that's
not too
up
hard.
And down, yeah.
Not too hard, but that's gonna be very difficult. You know.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was a point where, you know, or everyone online, when you go on the internet and you're looking at like guys' profile, I think that's when Facebook started and that's when Instagram started and everybody's bio, every guy's bio, I eat pussy, because a lot of girls love to, every guy's bio just says, oh, I love to do this. So they could get DMs, and there's a new thing going on now where guys are adding girls on their close friends and talking about sex. You get what I'm trying to see if somebody will be interested and stuff like that, or they talk about what they do to women and stuff like that. And somebody was telling me about it. I'm like, really, this is actually there?
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
You know, people, the thing I like to find most interesting is like, you never know what someone's thinking. Like, mm-hmm. You never know what someone wants. So, like, if you voice it, it'll attract who's also thinking the same, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, so, and also, what I read a lot on the dating apps is some people actually are on there looking for friendships. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, when I first moved to New York, like, I was just like, all right, I don't know anybody here. I know I can make friends easily, like, outside in real life, but I want to, you know, make friends online too, you know? So I put on there, like, looking for friends generally, and there were some assholes on there that were just like, Tinder's not the place for friends. If you're looking for friends, like, go to Facebook or Instagram or something. So I'm just like, all right, like, what the hell? Like, there were some people on there that were also looking for friends. So, you know, F you. So, like, but, like, just be open. And also, if you want a connection or a relationship, just let people know what you want.
But sometimes you don't know.
You don't know if you're looking for a relationship at that moment.
At that moment. Okay. Now, you could be open for one, but then you're just there. Like with me, I'm not going to say I'm, because I may meet you and you may look cool, you may be cute, but I may not, because I'm a, I like the way people think. I feed off the way people think.
Yeah.
So when I see that I'm aligning with you, that's when, if I see the way you think, the way you talk, you know, how your intellectuality, or if it's a word, you know, that's when I'm like, all right, you know, because sometimes you meet people and they say this, but they're not what they claim. Mm-hmm. You know, you could meet somebody that said, they know how to do this, they've been here, and then when you hear them talk, you're like, oh no,
that's not you,
that's not it, you know, that's whoa, I'm like, you know, it's like, so. Okay. I like to meet people and let me judge what I see, not what you wrote me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and true. People can write anything on there.
Can write anything.
Yeah.
You know, I could be like, oh, I used to be a doctor and this and that. He's like, oh, wow. You know. And
yeah, he's a doctor. Let me match him.
Let me match him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So,
like, do you think it's acceptable to, like, let's say I'm on there looking for hookups or whatever, and I have, like, nudes or, like, guys have, you know, dick pics or whatever on their pictures. Do you think that's acceptable? Like, are you there to, like, present your package so I could judge you off of that?
It's not acceptable, but this, the era that we in now, it's just like I see a lot of girls at naked pictures on Tinder now. Not fully. But
when you're like scrolling, not like
they show what
DMs.
They got, you know, not private DMs. They try to show you what they actually have, and when you hit like on them, it tells you they super like. Are you sure you don't want a super like? Because they're on top, you know, because they're showing something. So
a lot of people like them.
I'll show you. Let me see something.
That's really what's happening.
Look, see?
Send super like.
Yeah, because I guess they are hot. I don't know.
Yeah, I see it. That looks really photoshopped.
Yeah, like.
All right, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's really not acceptable, but, like, I feel everybody has nudes. Everybody has, you know, dick pics.
Yeah, but, you know, send it to people that are asking for it.
Privately.
I think that's the best way, because, you know.
And do you think, like, spending the night on the first date is acceptable?
I cannot judge that. I've met people that I spend the night at the first day and I want them out of my house that same night. And I've met other people that I didn't want them to leave, to stay for the whole week. So you cannot, you know. So with that, you know, there's always people talking about how you could meet somebody and fuck on the same night, and you guys could get married, and you could wait 5 months, and it wouldn't go anywhere. You get what I'm saying? So when it comes to that, but
time is,
you know, you also, before you do that though, you have to read people.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Sure.
You know, and it's vice versa. Some women are really crazy. I have a friend that actually got his G-Wagon scratched up and everything.
Crazy.
Yes. And then had his house door, like, written in something, like, hole or, you know. So, and that was just a one night then. Damn. So.
That's crazy. So yeah, with the dating apps, do you think it's been helpful or harmful to this generation?
That's a very interesting question.
Yeah. I can start it off a little bit and then we can bounce back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to some of my friends and like some of them have had really good experiences. Mm-hmm. Like some of them ended up deeply in love. They're still together years later. Others are married. Like Tinder has been really good for some people and Tinder has been really awful for some people, even like with other dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've had some people struggling, like hardcore struggling. I didn't know people could struggle like that on online dating when it's actually right there. Mm-hmm. Like people were actually really struggling to meet somebody, to match with someone. Like I didn't know that was possible. So to the point where they hated dating apps, they're just like, there's no point, like I can't even meet somebody online, like it's just my pictures, like they don't like my pictures, they don't like how I look. Like
some people don't look good in pictures,
like, what's going on,
you know? Some people don't look good in pictures, and
mm-hmm.
some people also don't look good in person. I've met a couple of those.
Yeah,
you know, where there are times where my best friend could hit me up and be like, yo, remember that girl I showed you on Instagram? Yo, she's totally different. I just saw her. She looked totally different. Or she looks straight, but on Instagram, she's all the Coca-Cola shape, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and I think that's what, you know, people judge from your pictures now. And that's why you get only one from me.
Yeah.
If you judge that and you don't like what you see, that's what you know.
That's me.
Yes.
All right. That's very interesting. This has been fun. Did you want to add anything else?
Wait, you go first. What do you want to add?
Well, I feel like internet dating has been, you know, has its pros and cons. Just make sure to voice exactly what you want.
Yes.
Be careful on there. Like, if anything's looking a little sus, like make sure to have your girls on alert, your boys on alert, anybody, like just, you know, you never know who you're meeting. Like honestly, I know I live my life on the edge. I'm a very huge risk taker. Like it's a cold world. You never know who you're meeting up. Everybody's different out there. Just be careful. Like online dating, it's a fun game, and I call it a game because sometimes it really does feel like a game. Like you're out there just shopping around for people. Like you really never know who you're gonna meet. So like it's, you know, I've met some really good friends on there. I've had some really good relationships on there. Like, it's not been all hell for me. Like, I've met some genuine people that I hold close to my heart till this day. So, it's not all, like, a bad thing.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Like, you know, just be careful on there. Have fun. Like, don't forget about the real world, too. Like, don't get caught up in the dating game. Make sure to unplug and go outside.
Yes,
okay?
People get addicted too, so
it's very addicting. I got addicted. I'm still addicted, but now I'm working on it. So
yes.
Like it's unplug, get out to the real world, see people face to face. That's all I gotta add.
Yes, that's very great. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think this is it.
Yeah, cool.
All right,
thanks you guys so much for listening. Tune back next time. Don't forget to check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest. Much love. Stay safe.